Wearing out for, I'll get it.
I know there's pain. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair? Some days, some fight is gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. If you're
hold on.
For one more day, can you
hold on? Hold on.
Thank you for holding.
That's good.
You could sustain, or are you comfortable with the pain? You've got no one to blame for your unhappiness.
This is my pianist. This is my pianist.
Let your worries pass you by. Hurries pass you by. Don't you think it's worth your time to change your mind?
Hold on.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way.
Hold on. Hold on.
One more day, things will go your way.
Hold on.
One more day.
Thank you for holding.
There is pain, but you
hold on.
One more day, and you break free from the chain. Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you
hold on.
One more day, and you break free, break from the chain.
That's good.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way.
Hold on.
How do you love a man or find a man to love when you aren't pretty?
All right, already. Enough. I'm trying to slowly, you know, I'm doing this on this, I had to upgrade, downgrade my computer. I went from Snow Leopard 10.6.1 to Leopard 10.5.5 because it's stable. So, and it's, because I'm poor now, I have to stick with the operating system that supports the software that I use. So Ableton Live 7.1.6 is what I use because I can't afford version 8. Version 8 works on Snow Leotard, and then the Avid runs on a 10.5.5, but even the most recent one still doesn't officially work on Snow Leotard, though I think the Avid will still work on Snow Leotard,
Friday.
But I'm just playing it safe, and then once I see if it works, fine if you go ahead and do that. Where's my theme song? It's a different installation of Ableton. I don't have any of my clips here. I don't have nothing.
Hold on.
Oh, God, girdle. Oh, I don't know what my business is. Blubber cunt is here. Oh, here.
Well, I hope I'm going to get naked.
Let's talk about creative risks then. This is a quote from Mock the Week last night. BBC Two, just before we came on air. This was a section saying things the Queen would never say in a Christmas special. And one comedian said, I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted. Is that a risk worth taking?
Well,
Is that editorially,
as I said, we have many programs in the BBC, on television,
but, I mean,
and on radio. Well,
What I would say is, to be honest, I would only want to judge any remark on any program in the context of the program, watching the program. I think I always find it better to watch programs myself. I managed to miss.
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted. Well, this is about the monarch.
You too,
Emily. Mm-hmm. Taking a single line out of any program,
right,
I mean,
Emily.
with the Russell Brand show, the right thing to do is to read the entire transcript, to listen to the program, and get a sense of what the program's trying.
Hello, her pussy's haunted. Haunted. My pussy is haunted. Girdle. I'm now so old, my girdle is haunted with vaginals. Let's see here, what can I do? Line out. No, that's not the one I goddamn won't. What do we want? Oh, I gotta plug in that fucking USB bullshit. G on a W. G on a W. Ugh. G on a W. Cheryl made some nice clips. You remember I used to play this Women at Large thing a long time ago? Well, Cheryl has been wonderful to get it on the computer, internet. These gorgeous women with humongous guns. Where the Christ is it? Oh, Jesus, Rilched. Let's see, let's go to my Twitter info. She's supposed to post the whole goddamn hour. By the way, I'm recording this on Friday morning. Happy Hashirama. Oh, big fucking deal. Hate those fucking holidays. Yeah, there's me on there. Bloated lesbian on Twitter, by the way. Firm uterus, if you want to call me, I'll play some of them messages too. If you shut the Christ up. Let's see. Can guys be frumpy, says Oblivion. Oh, whatever. Everybody can be frumpy, you dumbass. Nothing from Cheryl. She still hasn't goddamn done it. She still hasn't posted the rest of it. But anyway, let's see. Let's see. Okay, Women at Lourdes. Where's them Women at Lourdes? Where is them bitches? I don't see. No. Yeah, Women at Lourdes. So you might remember the beginning, but there's extended ports. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
Oops. Wait. Why is it going out of that hole? Oh, right, because I didn't switch the hole. USB out. Let's try this.
My heart rate is 60.
Wait, start over, Shorelanes.
Hi, I'm Charlene Powell. My blood pressure is 132 over 76. My heart rate is 60 and I feel fantastic.
It doesn't look so good.
Hi, I'm Sharon McConnell. I've lost 37 and a half pounds, 47 and a half inches.
Cheryl, the levels suck.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time.
Now, Trish Sharp is wearing my glasses and I hate the cunt. But Cheryl, the volume's too goddamn low, even if I... Now I gotta use a goddamn compressor on the bullshit. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm just asking, are you kidding me? Jesus Christ. I can't use a compressor on this goddamn shit, you whore. What am I supposed to do about this? Goddamn bitch. Hold on, working on it. Oh, Trotsky's having his first day at the dorm today. Isn't that nice, boys and grills? He's coming to work with me. It's Take Your Prolapse to Work. Trotsky's turning 5 tomorrow, and he coming to the dorm with me. Yes, he is. Yes, he is coming to the dorm with me. I've discovered he does this very interesting trick. When you say he's an Italian greyhound, he licks your nose. All right, let's see if this works any better. Let's try to see if Trish Sharp sounds any better. I hate that fucking Trish.
Half pounds, 47 and a half inches, and I feel great.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp, and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time through exercise alone, and I am
terrific.
What's
going on here?
Hi, I'm Kelly Ford, and I've lost 137 and a half pounds through diet and exercise. Hi, I'm Lana Crabtree. In the last 6 months, I've lost 17 and a half inches and 9 pounds through exercise alone.
Now remember, Trish.
Hi, I'm Charlene Powell. My blood pressure is 132 over 76. My heart rate is 60 and I feel fantastic.
It's ugly as hell.
Hi, I'm Sharon McConnell. I've lost 37 and a half pounds, 47 and a half inches, and I feel great.
You're ugly too.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time through exercise
Trish
alone,
Sharp is
and
a bitch.
I am terrific.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ford and I've lost 137 and a half pounds. Through diet and exercise.
Ugly
boy. Hi, I'm Lana Crabtree. In the last 6 months, I've lost 17 and a half inches and 9 pounds through exercise alone.
Hi, I'm Kathy Kalavig. In 6 months' time, I lost 18 pounds and 25 and a half inches without dieting.
And you're still... This woman is ridiculous. Okay. Oh my God.
And a reach, two, oh my God. Three, four, and
Jesus
five.
Jesus Christ, on a sticky
four, to the wall. Two, oh. Three, four, and side. Yeah, three, four, and reach. Two, three, four, five, six, really? Seven, eight, and warm that core.
Oh, there's that fucking bitch.
Okay,
Kevin
looking
Keller,
good.
Is that the one? No, Trish Sharp.
One,
do I hate?
Three,
do I hate Trish Sharp?
Four, and one, two, three, four, and down together, lifting and over.
Fisting.
Three, four, and one,
said fisting.
Two, three, four, and back. Four, and reach. Two, three, four, and over.
Over.
Okay, one
okay.
More. Three, reach. Four, and back. Two, all right.
Oh, my God, you should see that's pussy. This thing. Diabetes foot by now. She died of diabetes feet, I read in her Wikipedia entrails. Sponsored by Fitting Pretty Pantyhose, it says. Women at Large Breakout by Gerald McClinsky.
Are you a prisoner of your own self-image?
Rayho.
Is your size holding you captive?
You could say that.
Do you use weight as an excuse not to exercise?
Slightly.
Well, it's time to take control of your life.
Let's start that again.
And your body.
Sorry, this will be better. There we go again. Sorry, this will be good, I think.
Are you a prisoner of your own self-image? Is your size holding you captive? Do you use weight as an excuse not to exercise? Well, it's time to take control of your life and your body. It's time to break out.
Charlene Powell.
Hi. I'm Sharon McConnell.
And we are Women at Large. We've created a new concept in fitness. We believe that you, the larger woman, can be fit. So we have designed an exercise program for the larger woman.
Yeah, okay.
And when we did that, everyone thought we were crazy.
Well, yeah.
They said it'll never work.
Just ugly.
Fat women don't
dressed.
Exercise.
Do you realize that in today's society, the larger woman is seen as unsexy, unattractive, uninsurable, and even unemployable? So we withdraw from...
Did she say ugly? She forgot ugly.
...from that society, and we hide in our homes. We wear no makeup. We let our hair go. Oh. We wear clothes that are unstyled.
Our vaginas reek.
We're afraid to let ourselves be beautiful.
We let our thighs rub together and create a fishy odor.
Thinking that no one cares.
No one cares.
Well, look out, world. We care.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to help you change all that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a large woman.
Right.
Not everyone was meant to be a size 6.
Right.
We believe...
Especially when they're stuffing pudding in their face half the day.
...that you can be large and fit... and happy.
Okay, but I have a question. If you're fat and you're fit, wouldn't you no longer be large? Okay.
And we're living proof that our program works. I have redesigned my body and through exercise...
Wait a second. Is this Wanda Wisdom?
...size alone, I've gone down 4 clothing sizes.
Ooh.
And do you know that the normal woman's...
You got to see this outfit. If I ever remember, I'll do album art, but it's just this disgusting vagina. I need to put somebody's face on it, maybe Andrea Meltard's.
Resting heart rate is between 78 and 85. Well, my resting heart rate is an incredible 60.
Whoa, girl.
And before I started this program, I had high blood pressure.
Ooh.
And I was on medication.
Oh.
Now, my blood pressure is normal, and I'm no longer on any medication.
That's why I'm crazy.
It's worked for us. And it can work for you.
Our exercise tape is different than all other exercise tapes. Our main goal is not for you to lose weight.
We want you
if
to
you lose pounds and inches, well, that's terrific.
Yeah, what a great exercise program. We don't want you to lose weight. We want you to stay fat and eat Boon Boons.
But our main goal is to get you physically fit.
Fiat.
So, listen
physically
to your body.
Fiat.
Work at your own pace, doing as much as you can each day. You'll be surprised that every day...
I'll get fucked. All right, enough is enough. I need to find out where my tapes are. I need to know. Where's my phone? It's early in the morning and we're off. You know, I got expensive phone call time. I don't know if today's the last day of my program on this. AIDS TNT are the last, but it doesn't matter. Let's see here. Oh, I have it. Call Cheryl Prolapse. Hello? Why isn't it doing it? Okay. Oh, yeah, there was a page about warts that mentioned yeast radio. It's about Andrea Melton. Why isn't it playing that cute monster board? Edward Whore. Shit, what's wrong with this Christ fucking thing? It's not working. Huh. Maybe I need to reboot the OIDS phone. It's not fucking working, this goddamn phone. You hold down the button, it's supposed to goddamn work. And it's just going straight to the goddamn screen. It ain't fucking working. How can I call this goddamn thing? All right, I'm going to reboot the phone. Fine. Gotta love this goddamn thing, huh? Gotta love this goddamn thing. Let's reboot her. Whore. Anyway, that gives me time to talk to you while we talk. Wait for Cheryl. Maybe in the meanwhile, she'll post the rest of Fatties at Huge, Women at Large. I'm an obese woman. I really am very angry at that Trish Sharp. For using my glasses. What a bitch. You know, she didn't even ask permission to use my glasses. She just said, I'm going to take Madge Weinstein's glasses and Women at Large. Actually, that's from the 80s. The 80s. And, boy, they had nice fashion. And those ladies were all huge, wearing these black, way too small. You know, if they're so proud to be fat, why don't they wear clothes that aren't 20 sizes? I think that's what she meant. She went down 4 dress sizes, but she didn't lose any weight. She just went down in dress size. So the clothes is tighter, right? The pantyhose, you know, I went from queen size to, you know, normal. But I still have the same fat thighs and blubber cunt. So you see my vagina all stretched out. I mean, my lips, you see? It's horrible. It really is, audience. I almost gave out my cuss word. Oh, that would be bad. I have to keep my iPhone locked because there's some bad things on her. Oh, yeah, girl. You don't want to be getting into my phones. Now let's try it. Oh, I know. Call Cheryl Prolapse. It's supposed to say, okay, I'm calling the whole. Call Cheryl Prolapse. Call Cheryl Prolapse.
Calling Cheryl Prolapse.
It's about fucking time, you bitch. I don't care if she's sleeping. She better not be. I don't hear nothing. Oh, there, now it's ringing. I gotta open my window to make sure that the thing works.
Yes.
Listen, I'm recording on my program right now, and I need
okay.
to know where is my goddamn Charlene, and why did that?
I sent you the fucking link on Twitter.
When?
Probably about a half hour ago. Let's see, 9:27.
Where's my goddamn
more than
shit?
A half hour ago, Nate.
Hold on. I was just playing. No, I want to know something. Why did that Trish Sharp, that bitch, steal my goddamn glasses? She's still... I hate that bitch. Well, I look prettier in them.
Pretty woman.
And Cheryl, this is what I'm thinking. I don't see it. Oh, well, that's because I'm looking at my page, not yours. Oh. No, the last tweet I got from... the last tweet. Gressy, the last tweet I got from you says was from 10 hours ago. It says at bloated lesbian, no Mary, 40 minutes at least, but I'm going to. What?
It was a direct message on Twitter.
Ow. A direct message. Ow. Ow. There it is.
You're not answering your question.
Good. Now for the question. I'm not going to play that. Oh, wow. It even has that FBI warning in the beginning. It looks like one of them prawns. So Cheryl, wait. Right. Trotsky's first day of the door at the dorm is today. But listen, I need you to understand, or I want to understand. The thing is, I figured it out. Remember how Trish Sharp, not what's her name, Shorlene said that she went down 4 dress sizes? Well, the thing is, she went down 4 dress sizes, Cheryl, but she didn't lose any weight, which is why them goddamn pantyhose are stretched all over her pussy, and you can see hers layups.
Now, what I'm confused about is these women say things like, I went down, I lost 9 pounds and 18 inches. How can you lose 18 inches and not lose that much weight? That's a lot of inches.
Because she's lying. They go by dress sizes, so they just wear clothes that are too tight. I just couldn't believe the way that blubber cunt was sticking out. It was like you could see this black pad and then this skin, and she's like barreling around that pelvis, roll the shoulders. It was like, and then I figured out, you know what, you know who this is? This is Wanda Wisdom. You know? No, I mean, it's just, it's like Wanda Wisdom, you know? Oh, just, I can do it, you can do it too. Though she don't.
Very rude, honey.
She don't be wearing no tights.
Tights, if you don't have a leotard, okay, just wear loose-fitting clothes.
That was a
breakout, real good. Breakout.
You know, that's that.
I think this is going to cause a cycle for you, though. I'm very concerned.
Well, you know, I used to play that clip over and over again, remember?
I know, but honey, now you have the entire thing.
I know.
Which means you have all of the counting. The counting is the 1, 2, 3, 4. Bend your arm. It keeps going for an hour, honey.
Reach that mayonnaise. Reach that mayonnaise.
Charlene has about 9 outfits, or one more hideous than the next. Great background music. It is amazing. I even took videos on. Took notes on the first video.
Oh, you took. What do you mean notes? What are you going to use it for?
I was thinking, you know, to put together, or you could help to put together some real nice picture. But you know, the highlights, because we like how Charlene talks.
Yeah.
So, like, when she says, all right, ew, or, when she says, and shoulders, all right.
Roll those shoulders.
Or when she has an outfit change, or when she says, lift, and,
I'm sure somebody will send me the clips.
Back from somebody else leading the exercise, she has a very shiny pants. These are the kinds of pants that I like to look.
Now, Pearl, the thing is this. I heard that you've gained a little weight, which is... Yeah, I've heard you've been gaining weight, and that's why you bought those exercise tapes. And also... That you're going away this weekend to the concentration camp to lose some weight? Is that true? When do you leave for the from the concentration camp? When are you going?
What are you talking about?
You said to me on the phone, you said I gained some weight and next week I'm going to the concentration camp.
I ain't going to, okay.
You're going on the road. You're going on the road, I thought.
A-N-word.
You're not?
I am.
When, Steve?
Going to Seattle to date.
Oh. Now, also, did you get your duty back? Or are they keeping it?
I mean, like, did they give me back the duty of the hand?
Yes. Did you get it back?
Excuse me?
Did you get the duty back? Huh? From the hospital?
What?
Did they get the duty back to you? Can you not hear me?
Did
or what?
The results or the duty?
Both.
Well, I don't get the duty back. I think it's the woman in the lab is keeping me up.
Bitch.
But, it's unfortunate. But,
yeah.
So far the results are negative, so I don't have no worries.
What do you mean so far? Like, what do they got to do? You know, taste it? What do you mean so far?
Well, one of them, I believe that they wait to see if anything grows. On the duty.
Now,
so
Shem.
My doctor said, so far everything looks good. I'll let you know if anything grows.
If anything crawls out and attacks me. Now, Cheryl,
okay.
I need to ask you a question. I need you to be truthful.
Cowcat, what?
I need you to be truthful with the following question. Have you been kissing any old men or ladies?
No.
Are you sure? Because they give you worms.
Listen, ask a very proper woman.
Ask Mama.
Ask
Mama.
Worms. Well, that man has a sweet rectum.
Yeah, so, anyway, well, I hope somebody makes clips from Women at Large because, I hope somebody makes clips.
Somebody?
Yeah, you know.
Honey, you're dumb. You know, you could have a viral video in about 2 minutes.
I could.
You put some good clips together of Charlene.
That's a good idea.
And some, like, obesity, you know, clips or something crazy. I mean, if you want me to do it and get all the yuts.
No, no, that's a good idea.
You're so stupid. Now listen.
One.
Oh, you better thank Edith Buckhorn, because she is the VHS angel in this case.
Well, thank you, Edith, and also...
And Justin Reed.
Well, thanks to both of you, and especially Edith, because she paid for my dinny the other day, my chink food, and what else? Oh, yes, she has that wonderful application on iTunes, which is my favorite program of its kind, My Gay Agenda. Isn't it your favorite program of whatever it does? I love what it does to my hand when I hold my iPod. It's amazing the way it does that thing with that thing. So you recommend it too, right?
Of course.
Right. All right, sure.
Let's go to the door.
Well, actually, I have to take Trotsky to the vet today to get his hoot worm. He's getting his hoot worm test. He's getting tests for worms, too, because he's been kissing me. And I can give a girl worms. And then I'm taking him straight to the Coco dorm. The owner's in town. And I said, can I bring my doggy over? He's like, yeah, we need some licking. Cow. I said, well, he's turning 5 tomorrow, so I suppose we can introduce him to the world of Coco dorm. So he's going to sit on my laps while I edit Negress. Gress aids.
What if one of the blacks is one scared of him because of past racial
do you know? That was the first thing I thought about.
He's allergic.
That, you know, the former issue is what I was most concerned about actually in my head before I asked. But Trotsky's kind of.
Sure, the owner didn't care.
No, girl. She's the massa. So they give you one. So that's it. I'm glad that you got me that program. And I will remix it. That's a good thing to do. But it's also Hoshirama this goddamn weekend. Are you doing anything for Hoshirama?
Roche?
Hoshirama. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Hoshirama, the goddamn fucking holiday for the goddamn New Year, for the goddamn Jews, you idiot. Hoshirama.
Right.
You doing anything? You got any new sex tricks for Hoshirama to show
did
your?
You just say something racist.
You got any sex tricks to show your relatives? You know.
Oh,
You're going to do like ping pong ball out of your pussy during the Seder, whatever they call it.
Of course. Now I'm going home today.
No.
I have to finish some work, and then going home, going to do that thing.
You're going home.
And I'm going on the vacay.
You're going home to Princeton, New Jersey.
I'm going to be in the next show, hopefully.
You live in Princeton, New Jersey. Now, Cheryl, when are you leaving for this vacation to the concentration camp? When are you coming back? Hello?
What?
When are you leaving for the vacation, not for the home to trip to Trenton, New Jersey? When are you going on the vacation and when are you coming back? All right.
I'm leaving Saturday and we'll be back to following Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Ow. Okay, good. So about a week, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got to tell you one story. I don't know if you saw the Facebook.
Right.
You saw on the Facebook when I took a picture of this bitch on the elevator who wouldn't press the floor button for me that I asked. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah,
did you see the picture? Okay. Well, you should look at it now. It's on my Facebook pictures, and it says, and as this old lady, she wouldn't press the button when I was holding Trotsky. I said, could you please press my number? She just pretended to ignore me, so I took out my iPhone, and I took her picture, because she's a whore. And I posted it on Facebook, and I said, this woman would not press my floor. I got 13 comments, maybe 14, and people were like, wow, that's a cunt face if I've ever seen one. Somebody even said it looks like you, but she was way too fat. And are you looking at the picture?
No.
Okay, well, I showed it.
I'm just emailing you the notes that I took on the video.
Oh, thanks.
Although, we might want to have someone like Jay Mays also watch it. And you'll be able to get it. Obviously, you'll want to watch it once through yourself and take notes. And then, you know, combine. It's amazing.
Hi, my name is Tris Sharp.
Where am I looking?
My name is Tris Sharp, and I stole Madge Weinstein's glasses. Just go to my Facebook and then look at photos.
Fine.
You can always
I'm
just...
I'm going to go in a minute. You know why?
You can always just go to facebook.com/yeastradio. I think that
works. You know why I have to go in a minute? Because I have to still duty today, and I don't want to disappoint anybody. I'm missing a duty.
Well, you know why I have to go in a minute? Because this phone call is expensive. Because it's AIDS TNT and I only can afford 400 minutes a month. And it's a goddamn iPhone. But I think today's the last day of the cycle.
Right, Skype, right.
Negress, please. I needed to walk around today. That's why I didn't call you on the Christing Skype, okay?
Oh, hey, it's me.
Do you see her?
Yeah, in the tag me.
Well, I didn't think it looked like you. I thought she was too thin. You always
I'll tag the bag, TJ Maxx.
Did you see the dildo I tagged with you, though?
Man.
Why?
Rude.
Oh, no, I didn't tag it with you. My friend found a dildo on the street in Chinatown. It was all dirty and muddy, so I tagged it with Auntie Vera Charles and Wanda Wisdom. She didn't. I'm in shock. She did not. She likes. Finally, she gets somebody that she agrees looks like her. Anyway, let me go back home. So this woman. So I was showing this to my friend. You know, who's Trotsky's friend. We go on these dog dates every few days. She's a big old diesel dyke. She's real mean looking. She's great. She screams at people. She says fuck you a lot. She's very great. And anyway, so I showed her the picture. I said, look at this bitch that wouldn't press my floor. She said, oh my God, that's the dog. That's that fucking woman who screamed at me and told me I should be on a leash. Because she was walking her dog off the leash. And this lady goes, hey, your dog's supposed to be on a leash. Is that leash for you or for the dog? Okay.
Rude. Racist.
Very rude. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm glad we got to clear that up. I'm glad I got my women at Lourdes.
Lourdes?
Hi, my name is Charlene Powell. I'm ugly as hell and I wear pantyhose that's three sizes too tight. Hi, I'm the Negress Finkelmeyer. Hi.
Right, well, I'll go record my
Okay.
Feel free to play it
on the Grum. Well, it better be quick. I don't need to play. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to play it on the Grum. I think people should go to your Twitter page, Cheryl Prolapse, and listen for themselves.
Okay, I better go on Turtle Head.
Good boy. Don't get AIDS this weekend. Bye. Tell her not to get AIDS. All right, that's fun. Can't have a program without the prayer roll. Charlene, so now I have the whole program. That's wonderful. What can I say but wonderful? It's wonderful. Tonight has been so wonderful. I should promote my veterinarian since maybe he'll give me a discount since I'm poor. It's the Jewel Animal Hospital. Very nice place. The doctor in charge, Dr. Jewel, is a friend of mine. He's very good. So don't forget to tell the man, Sancho. But say it real nasal like that so he knows you're not lying. All right. And I'm drinking instant coffee today. So anyway, so thanks to this, some very generous people, including Misty Gonzalez. Should I say? I don't know. I'm sure Gonzalez wouldn't mind me saying, and neither would Jeff Carson. Of course, we have, what's her name? I'm just going to go on my PayPal and see. Because I pretty much know who likes to be mentioned and who don't. So, thanks to Jeff Carson, mainly because he gave me a huge amount, I have money for a couple more shows. And also, a couple other people. So that's why you're able to hear this, because these nice people have sponsored this gram. Jeff Carson, this person I don't know who gave me a nice donation, but I'm not going to say his name because I don't know him. But his initials are M. Orr. And then Ricky Gonzalez, who made that nice 9/11 picture where these two Twin Towers are getting hit by planes and they've got their arms around each other and they say, I'm falling for you. Also, I have computer equipment for sale. I have a Mac Pro with another year, give or take a month, of Apple Care on it. It's a wonderful machine. It's what I'm using right now. Mac Pro for sale. It's got the original box, a year of Apple Care, and two super drives, 8 gigabytes of RAM, plus the original two from the factory, which I removed because I wanted to have them balanced, but you can have those too. Anyway, all that. I just send me a reasonable offer. I don't really want to research all that crap. So if you make me a reasonable offer, I'm willing to accept a very reasonable offer because, your vagina smells. No, because then I don't have to go through the hassle of all that research and shit. As far as what hard drives are on it, I don't really know yet, but it's negotiable too. I have 4 hard drives in it, and I use it a lot of video, and I'll be removing all but one. So I'll probably leave the 1 terabyte drive on it. And it's got the, I think, GT7300 video cord. And I'll leave my dirty pictures of myself on it if you give me $1,000 extra. All right, so that's the matter at hand, my layups. Now, we need to talk a little bit about this healthcare situation. Why is this iPhone use so much goddamn fucking energy? Anyways. Okay, AIDS. I think my appointment's at 11:30, but we gotta check. Okay, clitoris. Oh, that's my grinder friend. I have platonic grinder friends too. Oh, let's see. I like the platonic ones because they actually stay in contact with me. And it's not sexual. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that fucking grinder shit. Grinder. So anyway, thank you to those people for donating money to MAIDS for this program. Really, for donating money to you, the audience. Girdle. I gotta play my Google voice. Remember, you can dial Firm Uterus. Yes, that's a real phone number. Yes, you can reach me. The way it works is you call the number, and it'll say, please say your name. And you say your name, say my name, and then it'll call me, and I decide whether to reject or accept the message. I always deny the message, the name, and then you'll go to voicemail. So don't be offended if I leave, if you go to voicemail. And then you can leave a message, okay? That's what you do, is you leave a message. Mm-hmm. Play text deodorant tampons. Okay, took my well booters. Oh, and my health care got reinstated, by the way, which I'm so glad I didn't go off. I was so close to going off on the fact that my insurance got canceled. You know, because I didn't know. I had my Cobra from Mavio, my former employee, and I was about to go off on them saying they canceled my insurance. But I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do it because I don't know the facts. So I was canceled. I got the letter from the insurance company, not from Mavio, so for late payment. And I did pay late, you know, so it wouldn't. But it was like just by like a few like days, really, or weeks. Well, no, it was weeks. And so but you know what? The office person who takes care of my stuff, who always does it right. I mean, seriously, the office manager, always gets everything right. So I was like, how could this happen? But she was on vacation for like a month touring with her band. So I thought, okay, I'm going to wait and figure this out. And sure enough, it had nothing to do with the Mevio people. It was all the insurance company, the administrators. So I had written my letter already when when I got it and said, you know, I'm sorry, I was late. Here is my payment that makes up for whatever was missing. Please reinstate my insurance. So they first had to ask permission from the Mevio people. The Mevio people said, yes, please reinstate it. Something they, you know, obviously didn't have to do, but they did. And so now I have insurance again, so I'm good, I think, until March or whenever Cobra ends, you know. And then hopefully we'll have some new insurance from the government, but I doubt it. I don't know what I'm going to fucking do, but, you know, we'll figure it out. I do maintain a website for a clinic, and they've told me that they will, you know, provide health care for me if needed, so. But, you know, it's like, it shouldn't be like the Salvation Army. You know, the other day I was riding my bike. I should have taken a picture, but I was in too much of a hurry because I had a friend of mine is sick with ear vertigo, and I had to take medicine to him, and on the way on Wilson Avenue, I rode past the Salvation Army. There's this huge line of, like, old people in wheelchairs and walkers waiting to get food from the goddamn Salvation Army. So fucking pathetic. You know, and basically we are a third-party country with lips. No, with, not lips. I don't know why I didn't say lips. We're a third-party country with a lot of stuff. Which is a weird thing to kind of grasp, because it doesn't make sense. Because we're so programmed to be consumers in this country that stuff equals wealth, stuff equals good, stuff equals not third world. But stuff ain't shit, you know? Material value, wealth, is what we're programmed to believe is success and all that is good. But is that really right? Or is what's right food, clothing, shelter, health? Well, we don't appreciate those things, or in this society, don't really consider that wealth, because those things aren't really part of the capitalist system. That doesn't help people make money, food, clothing, and shelter, in general. I mean, clothing does, yeah. But you can also have used clothing, which doesn't. You know, basic clothing is pretty damn ugly. You can look like some goddamn Russians, okay? And I believe healthcare, too, is a right. Fundamental difference between assholes and non-assholes. Do you believe healthcare is a right or a privilege? And these people saying, you know, well, I don't want foreigners to get healthcare, you know, because they don't deserve it. Okay, you're missing so many things here, so many points. First of all, healthcare for the individual is also healthcare for you, because you can't just have pick and choose who gets healthcare, because people's diseases spread. It's not like food. You know, food you get, maybe a little bit like it, because food causes disease if you don't have it. But let's say it's, you know, food, you don't get food, you starve, you die. You don't get health care, you catch a disease from somebody else who doesn't get health care. You give it to somebody else who maybe does have health care. Get it? Moron? Yes, you get it. So whether or not somebody is legal or not has no bearing on how effective they are at spreading a disease to somebody who has health care. Now, this Max Baucus thing. Now, I'm not, what tweeted? Oh, Cheryl already took a duty. That was fast. She named her duty Shandrisha. So you can subscribe on Twitter to Cheryl Prolapse to get her, every day she tweets her duty on audio form. Mine is a bloated lesbian, and I only give it out in audio form. I don't want all these freaks from Facebook to find it, so you have to kind of dig by listening to this grum. And Fermuters is the nummy to Bella. The nummy. Okay, so with healthcare, you know, I don't really understand this, but the Max Baucus proposal, which is just unacceptable, crappy shit. It's not really totally unacceptable, but it is. I mean, basically, the only thing good that comes out of it is that it covers pre-existing conditions. You know, so they can't reject you for pre-existing conditions. But it also actually works to benefit the healthcare companies, the insurance companies, even more than they are now, which is ridiculous. So basically, we will have higher taxes, and all that money will go to health insurance companies for bigger yachts. And then the Republicans will be able to say, see, told you so. And the Democrats will be able to say, see, I told you so. And the people in office that created this mess will still be in office because they got so much money from the health insurance companies and the drug companies. But you see, the problem is it doesn't have what they call a public option, which really should be universal coverage. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I guess maybe I doubt some people's understanding of the issue since so much conversation is about, like, Kanye West, funerals, you know, who's these dumb jokes. I don't know. But we all have to call our congressmen and senators and demand that we have at least a public option. I mean, that's the settlement that is acceptable. And from what I understand, the Max Baucus thing that the media is reporting is not the only option, and that there's a good chance that somehow the bill that's going to get shoved through is going to have a public option. You know, and it's just so ludicrous. A public option means that the government will pay for it. The government is the insurance company. The government does not provide the health care, and that's a fundamental misunderstanding. The government, in none of these scenarios, provides health care. The government pays for it from the existing providers. It's very different. Medicare works. I've worked in health care. Medicare pays consistently better than the state programs and pretty much better than anyone, except maybe Blue Cross, who's very effective. So, yeah. And this nonsense about insurance cooperatives, you know, they'll be put out of business in a heartbeat by these giant companies that already exist, these monsters. I don't know. The thing is, Congress has the authority to do away with all that insurance crap with the stroke of a few pens. They can do it. You know, and their only fear is that they won't get reelected, so we just have to convince them that, listen, you'll get reelected. Don't worry about these fucking insurance companies. Don't worry about fucking Rush Limbaugh. We want health care. Now, what are all these people? These people that are storming, you know, and protesting shit. These people that are protesting these goddamn insurance, you know, the people that are teabaggers or they hate insurance, calling it socialist. I just wonder, like, are all those people, do they all have good insurance with no gaps in coverage? Or what about this donut hole thing? Do you know about that, the Medicare Part D? This is why my mother, a senior citizen, has to pay thousands of dollars in medicine every month. because they cover you up to a certain amount. Then after that amount, there's several thousand dollars you have to pay out of cash, no deductible, and then you get covered again. It is the most ridiculous plan, and this is what Bush got pushed through. It's crap. But you didn't hear the goddamn teabaggers complaining about that piece of shit. So now the Democrats have to reverse that garbage. But anyway, so what are all these teabaggers doing? You know, assuming they don't have perfect coverage. The ones that don't, like, let's say their daughter needs a liver transplant, and it's experimental, and Cigna, like they've done before, says, sorry, we won't do it unless you get a lot of media attention and get millions of people to call us, because it's just too expensive and your daughter's going to die. I mean, are they going to say, well, at least my daughter won't die a socialist? I mean, I don't get it. Or like, you know, let's say you're on your deathbed and they say, oh, you know what, you've got this disease and, you know, that's caused by not because you're a homosexual in the closet, but you just got it. You have this disease that requires an interferon treatment. Sorry, it's not covered by your policy. You have to pay $100,000 for it for a year, and you can't afford it, so you get to die. And again, will the teabagger then say, well, at least I will die a proud free American and not a socialist? I want Rush Limbaugh to come to my deathbed. And the report that just came out from Harvard says that under the Baucus plans, I think 25,000 people will die a year from lack of coverage. Currently, we have about 45,000 people a year that die of lack of coverage. It's a lot of people to die. It's a little bit more than died in that, you know, that 9/11 shit that we used to fucking waste zillions of dollars, more than what could have been used to pay for this, a decent healthcare plan. Isn't it funny when you follow the whole circularity of the thing, the irony? So we had 9/11, 2,000 people died who happened to be very rich in those towers. So we go and spend trillions of dollars to fix that by basically fixing it in a PR way, because it doesn't really effectively do anything except make it look like we fought terrorism to our population, meanwhile killing lots of people. At least a million, I think, probably. I don't know what the numbers are. Hundreds of thousands, whatever, however many people die and continue to die in Iraq and Afghanistan because of this bullshit PR we have to do to please our moronic Americans who watch television. So because of that, we have to fuck ourselves. Now, yeah, pretty much. So because of that, we spend trillions of dollars because a few thousand people die, and we kill lots of people. And then something that's killing, you know, 50,000 people almost a year can't be paid for. We could save 50,000 lives a year at least by spending that trillions of dollars we used to save 2,000 people that were already dead. I mean, this doesn't get more any ludicrous. We live in dumb planet society. And the thing is that's dumb about it is that it's all unnecessary. These 45,000 lives, unnecessary. Those deaths, unnecessary. And I suspect that it's much, much, much higher than that. I mean, everybody I know, I've been talking to everybody pretty much about health insurance, and it just seems like everybody I meet, just they don't have insurance, so they work around me. I have a friend who's a bartender. She's uninsured. She has major medical. Anything else has to be paid for out of pocket. She's a bartender, makes $5 an hour plus tips. The yoga teachers I know, I don't know any of them that are insured, you know, and this is yoga, you're supposed to be healthy. It goes on and on. Me, I'm on Cobra, and then in March, what happens, you know? Pre-existing conditions, I won't be able to get insurance unless something changes drastically soon because I'm, you know, mentally fucked, and which means then I'll have to apply for 3 different insurances, get rejected by all of them, and then have to apply for iChip and be on a waiting list for years while I die and don't get mental health care and go crazy, which isn't a far walk. Anyway, that's all that, as they say in gingerbread land. Now, let's see. Oh, good, my Joseph Campbell recordings are ready to sync to the iPoon. Inward. Forward it. Let's put the iPhone back with the pood. And can sync my Joseph Campbell recordings, though I don't suspect I'll have time to watch them being at the dorm and working, but you never knows. Love the Joseph Campbell programs. This thing sucks in my house. It's starting to get cold out, and I have to have the goddamn window open for AT&T to work. And I think, ugh, dead bugs. Dead cats, dead bugs. I didn't even fucking clean. I was supposed to fucking clean while I talked to you. Oh, I was doing putting the dishes away. Oh, that's good enough. Anyways, where was I? Oh, I gotta play them fucking recordings. We don't have a lot of time here. Just gotta get to the messages real quick, because I don't... People's called the firm uterus line, and I don't want to disappoint. Google Voice. Let's log in, okay. I can feel the duty coming out of myself, but I'm not gonna record it today. I got too much going on. What with the dorm and all. Yeah, there's my... I don't want to talk about it. Firm uterus, remembered. This is so bad, these transcriptions. Let's see, I don't remember the last one I played, so we'll just go back. Let's see, I don't know. I guess I'll play this one. Do you hear anything? No. That was nothing.
Thank you, backslit.
Backslit? That was Chris Weagle's backslit. The transcript says, thank you, Brent Flatt. Transcript useful? No. Hello, the issue. Now, the transcript of this one says, hello, the issue's by. Hate this place. Boy, this Google transcription is horrible, but what do you expect for free? That one is not a useful transcription. And these messages
are... Hello? Oh. Anybody there?
The 7-Eleven call.
Hey, I think this is your voicemail.
Really?
Shit. This isn't kind of freak. You might recognize me from my work, so TNF TV and the Don and Drew shows. Some Don and Drew show party, I guess.
Yes, I do.
Alright, catch you around. Later.
Yes, Nintendo Freak was extremely drunk on this program. And at that show. At that thing.
To raise money, why not auction off Cheryl's hat?
Because I don't think they gave it back. Did they give Cheryl her hat back? That was a nice one. Oh, no. This I'm afraid of. Oh, God.
Oh, Madge, it's Hagatha.
Oh, no.
I dialed 1-800-FIRM-UTERUS like a dumbass.
Oh, my God.
And it's some stupid chat line. Anyway, I noticed you actually put my voicemail on the last time. I was thrilled.
Idiot.
I'm still on the radio, even though you won't have me live still. I love it. I love it. I love
even
it.
Even though it's not a
I've
radio,
I've been
it's
up
an
to my normal things, you know, spreading AIDS, molesting children, sometimes both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And I've just been having a good time. You know, I normally don't like... super young, you know, like toddlers. I don't like that baby smell. But I was able to acquire a crack baby. I traded 10 rocks, two new glass crack pipes, and a thing of copper chore, and got me this little baby. She's really sweet, and I'm training her, you know.
Right.
All you gotta do,
this is
she's such a sweet little thing. If you give her a nice puff of crack smoke
like
down her throat, you know,
it.
She does whatever. I mean, they're infantile, you know. They're so easy to train. Poor thing, though, she had a stroke.
Yeah.
And I just keep her, I have lay her down with her good side up because I don't like to see that. Although when she crawls around, it's kind of cute. She just crawls around in circles. But the bloody diapers, really, I'm spending way too much money on these bloody diapers. So I found out her pacifier works good as a little butt plug. Anyway, I want to get some pictures of her so you can have your album art. She doesn't have a name. I just call her Baby. Anyway, I want to challenge Cheryl to a face challenge. I will take a picture of my face with a new copy of the Chicago Tribune, and I will challenge that fucking bitch to a face-off. Even with my halfway caved-in face, my mess mouth teeth, and, you know, whatever, the face, wrinkles, sags, whatever, I still will beat the pants off that fucking bitch. I know she's ugly. She's gotta be. Cheryl, you're an ugly cunt. You're a hag. You were so mean to me on your line. I'll never forgive you. I'm out for blood. So I challenge you to a face-off. We'll have album art with my face on one side and your face on the other. And we'll let the, you know, the used radio people pick who they think is more ugly. Hagatha or Cheryl Murkowski or what's her name? Ferguson? Ferguson, I see. Anyway, that's long enough for Tootle to cut me off. I say anything God, more. I want to be back on the show, though. Call me every Friday night. I'm home. I have minutes. I don't go out. I want to be on the show again. Bye.
Now I want to talk about secretaries.
All right. Let's go on. I got to get this done.
Wanda Wisdom sucks big black donkey dick.
The translation of that was, I want to do with still this sucks the left okay don't key dick. Okay, let's play the what Hagatha's transcription by the computer. I have no idea if this is interesting. I'm sure it can't be any less interesting than the message itself. Play. Oh, I don't have it turned on, the speech shit. On my second partition of crap. Speech. Start speaking text.
Hello, man. Hello, Cheryl. Hey. I want to give you an update on my cracked baby next. Then when I left a message, before you know it, make it seem like maybe it was kind of a bad situation, but I'm making the best of it. I'm actually, where you Bill? It's taking a little walk. I finally gave me name.
Google sucks.
His name is Rock, and I've been giving him some therapy. What I do is I don't see him for about a doubt, then I get it is about allowed, and I get them at the hallway at the beginning of the hallway, give him a little pay service bottle, then I put the bottle down at the end of the hallway, where he can fit doubt he's paralyzed. You know work it's Joe, these paralyzed on that one side, and is a lot easier to babysit if you had a stroke it's in the last couple, and when you take a nap. I just lame. You know I'll be side down and about net, but I just say repeat is. I put the bottle at the end of the hallway and take some about 4 hours to get down there. You know he calls and circle, but you know it's been taking about 4 hours, and I think today he did 3.5 hours, so I mean he's well on this lady. Getting better. Anyway, I thought you'd like his name. You know I was said they didn't have a name before, but I thought walk. Hey there, about. So anyway, I have an error. My fortune. Cheryl, now I have nothing to say to show.
Ah, it worked. Okay, good. It's Control-Shift-S now is this speech shit. All right, last message, I hope.
Hi, Mitch. This is Baby Jane, and I'm just calling to see if you would take a suggestion to bring back the fat pear, Pear Fatty. And I think it would be great if she would come back and be on a show with Shrek Bell Morton Steen. I think they would make a really great pair.
Right.
Thanks.
Die. Mm-hmm. That might be good for you, Death. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not playing that. I need to be done. Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know what to play. Whatever. Anyway, this is Madge Weinstein Yeast Radio. Please give donations if you to support this program. It's supported solely by your donations. For every dollar I get in, you get a dollar of programming. The PayPal button is on my website, yeastradio.com. You can also comment on this program. I prefer you comment there and not here, as if anybody's still listening. What else? Call Firm Uterus. There's no... That is inclusive of the area code, which is why it's 10 letters. If you're not an idiot like Agatha Dates. What else? Who cares?
Stars, your eyes ringing just for me. Are we young? Set me free. Ooh, you're my baby boy. Ooh, you will repair me. His heart enjoys. Restores eyes, the Lord came here through the old and void. Ooh, your arms warm. Ooh, your was never born.
Was never born.
The young's eyes forlorn. He contains the storm. Is a posture of my dawn. Ooh, you're my baby boy. Ooh, you're will take care of me. Oh, my father, for he is myself.
That's good.